Uncommon Tourist.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Uncommon Tours, the podcast edition. We are about to head straight into May and it has been quite the April all round. I'm not sure if this is just a personal thing, a Barcelona thing, or if people are globally feeling the effects of Project April, but I am happy to say that we've almost completely survived it, folks. So if you've been having a colourful month, maybe things are going to get a little softer going into May. How has the last 4 weeks been for you?
Well, first of all, we're recording this on a few days of April. And, well, yesterday we had no power.
Yeah, what an exciting twist.
I mean, there's
not just us, though, the entire country.
The entire country. I mean, that is crazy. And, you know, obviously it was in the news. A lot of people are sending me messages and saying, how are you? We're okay. We have electricity. We're recording right now. So, yeah. But it was surreal to see the whole city just kind of go into scarcity mode, or some people relaxing, or some people thinking that it was the end of the world.
Yeah, it was a very mixed energy, but for the most part, I think people kind of embraced the fact that it was a sunny day. That sort of helped the relaxed energy. What was interesting, I think, was the lack of phones. So you couldn't even just phone to touch base with people. So there was a lot of walking around the city going on, and people just being a bit curious, really.
And I really like the story that you told me about how other people are seeing this as an example of what you should do if this were to happen in your area of the world. How to prepare yourself, know that you need to have at least 3-4 days of rice, pasta, things that are... And that's if you have gas. Because if you have electric stoves, you're kind of... Well, you don't have electricity. So, you know, it's a real interesting study when looking at the world. So just study it and see what happened and how people responded to it, because it was really interesting here.
Yeah, I think my friend Tina put it really nicely, that she said just for a bit of peace of mind, she's based up in Denmark, that she had a conversation with her husband. Okay, if this ever happens, I'll go here, you go there. I take care of our son. These are the things we need to do, and we meet back at this place. And it's not being overly cautious, but I think just having a rough plan is a good idea. So yeah. It's been a good educational process, and let's just try to have a nice mundane May is what we're aiming for, people. Mundane May. And actually the city is already trying to counteract that with a feast of festivals and interesting things that are happening if you're coming into Barcelona in May or if you already live here. Couple of standard things that we have every month. We have Palo Market Festival, which is the first weekend of the month. Plenty of food trucks, live music, cool art stuff. You do have to buy tickets, but as always with anything that we mention in this episode, links are in the show notes. The other market that I recommend that you check out is every Saturday. It's a slow food market, and it is in the ultra cool barrio of Poble Sec, where all the cool kids hang out. You may have heard me surreptitiously mention this before. It does happen to be my neighborhood, but a lot of fresh, local, and even organic produce and coffee things, food things there that you can join in. Really nice sort of local community festival feel. So check that out if you're coming in the first part of May.
I also have to mention where that market takes place is one of my favorite stories to tell about Barcelona, because it's just unbelievable, the story and the fact that it took place in Barcelona and the fact that no one ever mentions it. So if you're ever on tour with us, ask me, hey, Álvaro, what was that story about where they have that market? And I will tell you. It'll be my pleasure.
Ooh, cool. Two reasons to go to Mercat de la Terra then. All right. Tell me what you know about happening at the start of the month.
Well, there's the Off Festival, and this takes place at a design museum that we have here, which, by the way, if you happen to be here at any time and you're really into design, this is the place that you have to go check out, because, first of all, it's rare that you have design museums. But this museum goes over time and looks at everything from furniture to clothes to Industrial Revolution and how it influenced design. So it's a 3-day festival that we're going to have right here in the Gloria section of Barcelona. And if you're really into edgy stuff, you have to go to this.
I just like the fact that it's called Off.
Off.
Off. Festival. It's got a real kind of artsy, elitist energy around it.
And it is appropriate.
Okay, cool. Coming up just after that is also the Corsa El Corte Inglés, which is a run around the city. I can't remember. It's like a 10K, which is kind of fun. It does happen on the morning of May 11th. So if you are in the city, just be aware that you might have to navigate a few road closures for a little bit. But it's a really, again, it's quite a nice community feeling energy. So even if you're not planning to run, you can just walk around the streets, grab a coffee, cheer some people on, scream their names, and join in with the street bands and things that'll be playing as well.
I love to see that when they have street bands in the middle of the street. It's always at the last leg of the race. It's always so great.
It's where you need that final push. All right. Now, one thing I would say about the month of May in Barcelona, and this is just my own personal bias, is that there is entirely far too much motor car biking things going on. There's so many events this month related to that.
For me, Barcelona has come into a new era in this. Last year for the Grand Prix, we had a race take place on Passeig de Gràcia. And it really wasn't a race because it would have been too dangerous to have so many people so close to the cars, but people got up close and personal with these cars. And I think Barcelona is coming up as we have Grand Prix here and we have other motor sports coming to Barcelona. We have another one coming up May 11th through the 14th, but this is about motorbikes. So if you're into motorbikes and you're a motorhead, this is an event for you.
That's not what the description says, though. It does say a motorbike event for middle-aged white privileged men looking to avoid their emotional landscape and chase an ever-moving perspective of youth and freedom. So I'm only reading the notes here, people. You can read between any lines that you want. But what else do we have?
Something tells me those are Angie's notes.
Look, I can't be responsible for everything that's on the internet, Alvaro. Actually.
I question your note-taking.
Actually, starting that same weekend as well is the Automobile Barcelona, which is when they have a festival or a forum, really, where you're seeing the latest releases and models of cars, looking at advancing technologies and cars and even things that change the way that we'll actually drive in the future. So I'm guessing hovercrafts. That's probably the next
you
logical extension.
You have been watching Back to the Future a little bit too much.
No, man, I'm further down the rabbit hole. I'm like, where's my X-Wing? But you are allowed to go and test out these cars, choose the one that suits you best. My assumption is that they'll probably base that on a very superficial way of looking at what you can afford. So just make sure if you want to go and drive some nice fancy cars, you dress the part for that. But that's happening between the 10th and the 18th. And kind of just at the start of that, is also uncar related, the International New Rose Competition. And this is an annual thing every year here in Barcelona that's held in the Parc de Cervantes. Well, tell us who he is, Alvaro.
Cervantes wrote Don Quixote.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he died on April 23rd.
April 23rd. How convenient. Right along with Shakespeare. Just in time for International Book Day. But this event is essentially a rose growing competition. And so they have these beautiful displays of different varieties of rose, of which there is a lot more than you probably think. And visitors that are going to it can vote for their favorite editions. It is the 25th annual activity that they're doing there. So be expecting probably a couple of slightly more memorable moments of the day as well.
You know, it's really interesting here because every once in a while you'll have a festival in the street and they'll allow artists to come and use color from different natural resources. For example, sometimes they'll get a dark colored rice, and that is one of the colors on the work of art. And obviously they use flowers and petals from the variety of different flowers, or roses in that case. The mosaics of colors that they make sometimes in the street. Sitges, not too far from here, has a beautiful festival where you literally walk down the street and everything you see has to have a natural form, meaning that it comes from nature, the resource has to come from nature. So that's consistent here in Barcelona because they love horticulture, and you will see these gardens all over the place, and each one has their own little specialty.
Well, speaking of specialties, May does also have a very unique one-off night where the city comes alive. Okay, that's a lie. The city comes alive a lot, but we do have one night where the museums of the city come alive, and that is a little bit of a more unique feel. It's called La Nit dels Museus. And it is basically the night of the museums. So on the 18th of May, the city is just dedicated to more culture than normal. And all the best museums in Barcelona come together for an evening of open doors that goes on really late, I think, till...
That is the strangest thing.
One, two in the morning?
Oh, no, no, like three, four.
Oh, really? Maybe I tap out at one or two, but it goes on pretty late.
At 1 year, I was out, and this lady, who was of the later generation, was out at like 1:30 in the morning, just walked around enjoying these museums.
You're like, do your children know where you are?
Yeah, but it's a really cool night, and everyone looks forward to it, and everybody is out. They go out, and they have drinks and dinner, because, of course, that starts at 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. and then they go and they walk the city, and it's all part of the promotion of Barcelona and getting people out to remember that there's crazy amounts of amazing museums. Not, you know, we've talked about them several times on Sundays after 3 o'clock or the first Sunday of each month that you can go see some of these museums for free. But this night is dedicated to the Night of the Museums, and it is so worth it. So if you happen to be here on May 18th, check in the show notes so you can see the link to where you can see all the museums that are going to be open.
Yeah, for the most part, entry is free, but there are a lot of places that you have to pre-register your interest for, or at least just be expecting to queue for places. So my advice is to pack snacks and drinks and things so that you can enjoy the queue as much as the inside of the museums themselves. But there is a lot of live shows, guided tours, workshops and things for people as well. So very fun evening. On that same weekend, there is also Retro Barcelona, which I take a little bit of offense to when you look at the content, given that it is talking about computing and classic video games from the 80s. I feel
old.
I feel seen in a way that is not becoming. No, I don't mind getting older. I think, what a privilege. But I don't know if I like the words nostalgic and retro used in the same years that I was born. I think that feels a little unfair.
What was your best Atari video game noise?
Oh, man, we had an Atari ST, and I liked Mousetrap. There was like a Mousetrap game on there.
Shoot, for me, it was just Pac-Man.
Ooh. Pac-Man we had. And then Doom, I think, was like a PC game. And it was like, you, I don't know, walk around shooting zombies. But it was all with like your space bar, like the space bar and the arrow keys of a laptop. Like it was really pretty brutal. But anyway, that festival is, in fact, it actually says, the tagline is, if you're nostalgic for games that were all the rage in the 90s, this retro event is not to be missed. I'm like,
no comment from me.
Yeah, we're saying nothing on this. Anyway, go have fun, play Pac-Man, relive at least our childhoods. And yeah, enjoy that. It's a little further out the city, so only the really dedicated will go.
Sticking with the retro theme, there is a really cool festival coming up at the end of May, which I personally like because it is they call it La Fira Modernista, meaning it's the fair of modernism, meaning you're going to go way back. You're going to go way back to the beginning of the 20th century when Barcelona was just rich with the Industrial Revolution and these new things called cars. They had this new fashion sense that today we would not laugh at, but most definitely would be a period piece. So people dress up in these Victorian dresses and people dress up with these funny little hats and these goggles and get in their cars and they drive them around. And so it's a time when Barcelona looks at the past and realizes that modernism, probably the most famous architecture that you will find in Barcelona, is on display. And people love to go retro and see. And they open up some of these older homes, which is really fun to go into. So keep that in mind while you're here. That runs from May 24th through the 26th.
Yep. And that is all happening on Calle Bruc, which is in the space running between Diagonal and Consell de Sen as well. So it's kind of like an entire 4 or 5 block radius that is all cordoned off. It's a lot of fun. And more importantly, it makes our Pac-Man look like sci-fi. So we will take it. Yeah. On that same weekend, and threading back to the car comment from earlier, there is another Grand Prix. This one is the Monster Energy MotoGP. If that means anything to you, congratulations. It will be happening on the 24th to the 26th. It is outside of the city, but we have included a link down the bottom. It's always got a motorcycling theme, so apparently this is the Grand Prix to check out if that is your jam.
Can I tell you a joke real quickly?
You can. Well, I don't know. Can you tell me a joke?
Can I tell you a joke? May I tell you a joke?
Please do.
All right. Thank you. Here you go. What do you call your roof if you've lost 25% of it in a tornado?
F***ed. Wait a minute.
No.
An insufficient to requirements?
No, an oof. Sorry.
Wait, I gotta go. Have a really great May, folks. If you're in the city, please look us up. You'll see one of us. Just oof. Just oof.
All right. Well, I appreciate your willingness.
Your support.
All right, guys. Don't forget, if you happen to be in Barcelona, give us a call. Find us on the webs at uncommontourist.com. And let us know you're out there. And we look forward to seeing you on tour.
Ciao.